Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I think we're going to start podcasting right now.
It's podcasting right now.
Are we recording this? Are we live?
Are we going?
Are we being broadcast over the airwaves right now?
First of all, can you tell us that you can tell that Kristen and Jen got a new set of microphones?
Yes, please tell us, because we love getting your comments. Please rate, please review.
Subscribe.
Even if you want to say things like your mics suck, or I can hear you chewing food and it's disgusting, or
we don't encourage those comments. Also, if anybody just wants to say, you guys sound very pretty.
We're on all the socials. Sometimes we're on Twitter and we're working on TikTok. I think I was going to tell you, I'll tell you off the podcast. I think I figured out Twitter.
Twitter,
why I hate it and how I can
thing.
Love it. Yeah.
Twitter.
No, I mean TikTok.
TikTok, you guys, I don't know if you've read the news, but TikTok has now become the number one used internet source, or whatever you call it. Like, nobody uses Google anymore. They use TikTok.
And just like
Search
that,
engine.
I became
crazy.
95 years old. Everybody,
I'm into it.
I'm so. It moves so fast. That's all I'm gonna say. It moves so fast, and my brain does not move that fast.
I feel like if TikTok offered a degree, I would have a PhD right now, just because it moves so fast, and I do pick up information. It's rapid fire. It's like I'm going to be good at like 500 things at about a C- rate. Not good at anything that would actually matter.
I got to change my algorithm so I'm getting told how to do stuff better, because all I'm watching is like people doing dumb stuff in their car.
That's because your algorithm is my algorithm.
So it's that's why it's a nice mix between shirtless men and popping zits.
I know. I'm like, oh, so many popping zit videos. Jen's going to know. I'm like trying to like speed through them really fast, but then one will come up and I'm like, God, that one's just going and going. And go, oh God, keep going.
Go.
I know. It's so gross.
Not that it isn't satisfying, but
if it's a cyst, I can't watch it. If it's a zit, I'm liking it 1,000 times.
Oh yeah, cyst, you feel a little bit cheated.
I'm like cheated.
Like,
that's a
fat node or something like that. I know. I love Twitter because you're like, sound and movement, and I like to read stuff. Here's a segue into what we had kind of talked about. But then the other segue is we need breaks from all of this,
which brings us to our tour.
Our tour for sure. Go to imomsohard.com, get tickets. We're going to be in a city near you. You need to get away too.
Go get them. Here's what you do. You buy one for you, and you buy one that's extra that you're going to give to a friend, and you're going to make her night. You're going to be like, I got a ticket for you to come with me to a show. Make it happen. Let's go. imomsohard.com for tickets. We can't wait. Literally, we cannot wait.
Yeah.
We've been with our kids and it's been raining nonstop.
Oh, we're trapped inside
during this Christmas break.
Yeah. It's the only time I wish that it snowed, because you can like... It's like having foam padding everywhere. You can just send them outside and they're fine, right?
Snow is a good time.
Warm.
Rain stinks. It's fun for a minute because it cleans everything up. And then it's just garbagey slosh that gets into your house and on your rugs and you're in a bad mood.
Absolutely. Their
Man,
clothes
it's been
are ruined.
4 days in a row.
Yeah. It's a lot. So that there's that going on. And then, so I was going to say that I told our babysitter this week that, hold on. Does everybody hear my dog's collar? I hope so, because I want you to know what it's like to be in this chaotic place.
You should hear its face guard. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. It's a face mask and it's reasonable and it's fine. But this dog.
We can go into that.
This dog is my favorite.
It's either that or
Jupiter.
He's going to be buried where the red fern grows, because that's what we've been advised of. So And I love him too much, so he just has to Hannibal Lecter it.
You know what? I wear Invisalign.
Step two, he's going to like get pulled in a dolly, like a moving dolly, one of those hand trucks. And he's going to be, he's so old that pretty soon he will.
He's going to Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
You know what some people do when their dogs are
oh,
nippy?
God. Is this the conversation you want to have with me right now? I'm a woman on the edge.
That feels
disgusting.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you meant after death, like they stuff them or make them into a tree bark.
There's some kind of weirdo that does that.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
for
not,
sure.
You know, yeah. I can't.
Well, okay. So I've started the story 14 times. I told the babysitter that I only read the news. And she was like, wait, what? They still have places to read the news. I don't watch the videos. I don't like it because I don't feel like you get as much information. Mm-hmm. I read the news articles. And when a video comes up on Instagram or TikTok, I read the subtitles. I don't ever have the sound on. My sound on my phone is always turned off. That is what kind of weird 95-year-old woman I am at this point. I don't.
Meanwhile, I'm the opposite. I'm like, how can I get fake fast news faster and only read half titles and sound like I know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, I could be like, do you guys read that article about that? And then people will be like, that literally was not true. I'm like, but do I sound kind of smart?
Did you watch the article?
Did you watch the article?
Did you watch somebody say the article?
Did you watch somebody talk about the article? Because I did for 15 seconds and then there was a zip popping and that was way cooler. That's why I'm a way happier person because we have the same theory. We don't watch the news. I told my husband, who's very into the news, I said, man, just order the newspaper. At least our kids will see you reading something instead of being on your phone. Like, let's just try for that. And I'll tell you, it's been a better experience having the newspaper delivered and having to get your news that way. Because
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, how old are you if you're like, I clipped it out of the paper? We're doing that.
I love it because I worked at newspapers.
Newspaper
forever.
Clipping is the greatest sign of love.
Yeah.
I send you TikToks. That's a love language. If I send you a newspaper clipping, you and I are getting married. Like, no doubt.
I used to work for this couple, and there are people listening who will know who this is, but they were millionaires. They owned, like, all these companies. And the wife, whenever she saw somebody's name that she knew in the newspaper, she would clip out the article, the headline, all the stuff, and she would decoupage
a terracotta
plant holder for them, and like every single person, and they put candy in it. Is that the best ever?
No one knows. That's why I tell my kids, I'm like, write a letter. Write a real letter, because getting real mail, so they always write letters to Dashiell and Delilah.
Oh my gosh, there's nothing better than mail.
It's like the coolest thing to get mail that isn't like, hey, a real estate agent in your area is sniffing around your door. Although I do find those.
That writing is a love language, which I get it. And they understand that. But then my love language is, let's buy him a shiny T-shirt when we're traveling. That's my love language.
My love language is TikToks and sensible shoes. It's fine. We all have our own thing.
Well, I was on Twitter and I saw this tweet that I loved and it spoke so much to me and it's been shared like a zillion times, which really brings us into this topic.
Yeah.
It was... Me, when I'm packing for a vacation, should I bring one French horn or four? Now, I am paraphrasing, but that is exactly me, where I'm like, you know what I might do? Take up yoga on this trip. I mean, I already do yoga, but I'm not going to do it on the vacation.
You're like, but
I
should
bring
the
blocks.
You never know. You never know. I should bring the bells. Yeah. I should bring the bells, because what if we're all sitting around by a fire and we want to play the bells? We should have some bells.
You know, I got this.
Bongos. I should bring the bongos.
One of those sound bells, sound bath bells for Christmas a couple of years ago. Let me bring that, because who knows? You bring all this stuff that you absolutely don't need and are never going to use, and we're packing to go skiing, and the temptation for me to bring like that we might be stranded in the Arctic is so there.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to organize my coupons. That's right. I'm going to cut out coupons while I'm there.
They're going to have weird shops there.
Yeah, you know what? So I should get print out a lot of coupons so I can clip them while I'm there and organize
them.
There's
a Big Lots by the mountainside.
Maybe
there's
that
one.
I mean, if we're snowed in, I should have a discount code, right?
Absolutely. What if I want to buy a sled? I'm not going to buy
that. I'm not
going to
buy a full boat?
No, I'm not a fool. That's exactly the way that I pack. And my husband's like, we're going skiing for 5 days, 4 days. Why does everybody need the largest legal suitcase that you can carry
on to
a plane?
I could not be more opposite.
I know.
100%.
It's better.
Here's what I've learned. Okay, so when I was, in my young 20s, I had never been to Europe. And I was like, I want to go to Europe more than anything. And I had a friend who lived in Switzerland. I got to Switzerland and I was annoyed and bored. And so I got on a train to Paris. And all my friends were like, well, you've got to pack because you don't know what you're going to wear. What if you go out? And it was the Jen packing. They were like, you need this. So I took two suitcases and a backpack. And I was so mad because I didn't even have two suitcases really of clothes to take. So I basically took, I had Carhartt overalls in there if I needed them, if in case I was going to farm.
I had a sequins dress. Engine like, or something.
Who knows if I'm going to go to an opening of a Galleria. I don't know.
If this were Sex and the City, probably when maybe. You went, that's what you
but
were thinking.
But guess what, like, Sex and the City has? People that carry your bags. So yeah. I got to his apartment and I realized I don't want any of this stuff or the guy that owns this apartment. So I literally, I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to come back for this stuff at the end of my trip. Just put it in this closet. I'm out of here. And I took the smallest backpack and I wore literally, I took two t-shirts, two pairs of pants, like one extra pair of shoes. And the rest was just cameras and whatever I needed. Backpack, happiest I've ever been. So I learned from there that I don't need a lot of stuff to be happy. I need mobility. And thank God I had that mentality when we went to New York because our hotel room was the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, Kristen just got back from a family trip. I'm going on one. They went to New York. And listen, every mom out there knows, if you are going someplace cold, if you're going anywhere that's a different climate than what you're used to or than the season that you're in.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole deal.
It's a whole deal. But
you can borrow clothes.
Yeah, but you know what was great? Okay, so I'm not a travel blogger, but I do feel like... I do feel like
you
people...
know, she is, and this is how I find out, you guys. It's so rude, Kristen. You she's guys, got a successful go side gig.
KK vacay. That's the same.
The KK vacay.
It's travel blogging at its finest. I have 12 followers. But I do think that like people love to give advice, and I did a post about wearing a puffer, and it was so much fun because New Yorkers are feisty and they want to give you advice. And like this time of year that I was going, they were like, oh, could be really cold, could be really nice. Jury's still out. Like, could be raining, could be snowing, could be cold. Try packing for that with like a small suitcase and you've got two kids and a giant husband. You're like, what do we do?
Yeah. And also when you went, it was like, could be a CDC suit, could be a moon suit,
could be literally a
light mask or nothing.
Right. Like, they're like, who knows what you're going to wear? You're going to wear saran wrap. You're going to wear whatever. All I knew is that New York is beautiful during Christmas. I wanted to go somewhere with the family. You and I had been working a ton. I felt like I put the trip together really fast. So there's some things you can't do when you put a trip together fast, and that's be picky and save money. So
I think he barely ever end up saving anything.
You don't really
I have thoughts on that.
I think like a mom who's like really watching the pennies and trying to be budgetarily conscious, you can plan a trip like a year out and you're going to save money. The way I did it, where I did it within 24 hours and like, we still, though, we're not staying at the Ritz. We're like in Midtown at a hotel that it was fine.
All New York hotels are pretty tiny.
Literally, you open the door and it hits the toilet. And then you go to the left and there are like kind of two beds, and there were full beds. And my husband's 6'3", which was hilarious. And they were basically like futons. Who cares? But the point is, we had hard size suitcases, and that's kind of it. So here was the great
just
part.
Just one suitcase.
One little suitcase per person. Wow. But here's the best part of that.
I'm breaking out into hives. Shut up, dog.
Yeah, dog. Stop having a totally normal reaction to having fur.
You don't understand podcasting.
Here's the best part of that trip.
It's because he's a rescue.
Well, he's wonderful. You just what?
I need a dog that's bred for podcasting.
My dog, which is like, do you have a pulse?
Do you take him? That dog would last about 15 minutes in your house.
I don't think you're right. I think Jupiter might be like, you know what? I'm just going to go back out here and smoke a cigarette and lay down. And do you have any problems with that? And I'll be like, no, absolutely. I don't. Just, you know, don't fight anybody. Don't fight my neighbor because I've got that one. So we went on the trip. I had one thing planned that was like a big deal, and that was to go to Hamilton.
Oh, boy.
And boy, did I pull out the stops to get those tickets. Paid so much money. I was like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
The kids have never been to New York. Hamilton's so special. I wanted them to see it. We wanted to see it on Broadway. First time ever on Broadway. So I was like, this is the thing I'm going to pull the trigger on and pay the money because I'm... And by the way, this is not me talking BS. I'm such a, like, you two, we're such theater supporters, like, live performance right now. People are taking such a hit.
Yep.
Go. just go. Go be safe. Do whatever you need to do, but go buy a ticket to something. So we were very excited.
Go buy a ticket to My Mom's So Hard, you guys.
Yeah, My Mom's So Hard would help everything. So we get to New York, and it's not cold. It's perfect weather. It's like the most... No. Picturesque. I've never been happier to be wrong, but half of our clothes are just winter weather clothes. So the kids are literally, every picture looks like it's the same day because we wore the same clothes.
When I know, that's what happens. And that's what happens.
They were disgusting. We should have gone to a laundromat, but I was like, I'm not doing that. So we go, and the only thing that took up half the suitcase was clothes to Hamilton, to which when we got there, got canceled because of Omicron breakout. Yep. And
we're going to Dave and Buster's. Put on your fancy outfit.
That's 100%. I go, nobody needs to worry about their Hamilton clothes. Everybody needs to go to Central Park where we're going to ice skate for 4 days in a row. And that's all we did in New York City. We ate pizza. We ate bagels. We went to New York, the park, and hung out. But here's the best part of the whole trip. Our kids are now of the age that there was a hotel bar. And by the way, the hotel's so small that, like, I feel like you could have opened the door, put your hand out, and there was the bar. It was so small that we got...
It was also where the continental breakfast
right,
was served.
They're like, here's the breakfast, here's the bar, here's parking.
Right next to the cereal machine is the beer on tap.
Yeah. We were happy to have it, man. Careful of the toaster. We were happy to have it. And they had a wine, like, every night at 6 o'clock, you could go have wine in the bar lobby.
Oh, the free. Yeah, that's
a real
happy hour.
And I go, Colin,
I'm not missing
that. That's $14 right in your pocket.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do that. They were like, the Sweeneys are back. we're like, you got a bigger pour than that, sir?
You've had enough nuts, ma'am.
They're like, stop putting stuff in your pockets. I'm like, well.
She's got a shirt that says that. I've had enough nuts, thank you.
It's my memoir. It's the title of my memoir. But we got in there. We got to the, oh my God, I have fake eyelash in my eye. Listen to that.
Oh, that's the worst.
But we put the kids in the room and it, you know, they're messed up with time. So it's early for them.
Oh yeah.
And we
Out
were
like,
lights,
I bet, yeah.
Oh, we go, hey, are you guys good to just watch your iPads or a TV movie? And we go, and they're like, knock yourself out. That's what Finn said. You kids, knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out.
So we go down to the bar. We're gone an hour, and I'm still like, oh, is that okay?
It also sounds like the start of a really great movie.
I wish.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Guess what happens? We go back in. Finn is so old man passed out, like a tree trunk just laying in the bed. And Eleanor's like, what are you guys up to? And I'm like, you're supposed to be asleep. There's no chance.
Hold on. I'm finishing season 3 of Say Yes to the Dress.
She's like, I've watched a lot of episodes of
By
Friends.
The way, this Chablis terrible. It needs chilled.
She's got like room service. She's got.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to know that we could sneak away and everybody was okay. It was like that perfect age where I was like, all right, we used to sit out in the hallway of the Holiday Inn we were sitting in and listened through the door, and now we're kind of like further down and we fully snuck out. It was great.
I'm not a travel snob. I have friends that are absolutely.
I'm a little bit. Do you think I'm a travel snob?
No, I don't think that you are at all. I think you and I are like, if
I think
said,
we're the same.
I think if I said to you, you and me and Colin and Britt are going to go to the Super Bowl. There's only one room. We would split two queen size beds in a
100%.
Room, like, and we would just have it be a funny story.
Yeah.
But
my
now,
husband should listen to this, and he will literally, he'll be like, "Is that a plan?
A great way to save money?
Is that a plan?
Yep, let's do that. Really score the tickets.
That?
Yeah. I mean, I think because you and I are like, this is temporary, whatever. But I feel like going on a family vacation with kids is so much work. Like,
you're
doing all the stuff without all of the resources of home and, like, having to track down stuff that, like.
And it's hardest for mom. It's hardest for mom.
We split the hard for sure because Britt always gets up with the kids.
I know. I have to say Colin does, too. But I do think we internalize the, like, if something gets missed in the suitcase, I think the guys are like. Yeah, we can just go buy a hat.
Well, I'm
like,
sure.
Oh, but I had a hat.
He sneezed. He's allergic to what I'm saying or
coughing.
Something. So he always does breakfast for the kids. And that if you're at a hotel that doesn't have that, that's a big old pain.
It's a big pain.
So like I'm going to do the packing. And like tomorrow I do the packing and I have in my head, I'm going to go in the morning to the grocery store and get
Smart.
All the like breakfasty stuff that we need. And then I'm also going to make... I think you'll find this genius. He's going to say no for some reason. He'll find out why it's not. But I'm going to make chili in the morning, and I'm going to freeze it Freeze it. Rock hard, freeze it. Why?
Because you don't want to do that work. Go buy damn dinner. You deserve it. Go. You don't need to be working so hard.
But for like lunches and stuff.
You know what? You're going to be skiing there.
He's patronizing us both at the same time.
No, he's agreeing with me. But here's what I do think.
We for sure will go out.
Go get bagels. Make sure they're cut. Get some cream cheese if the kids like that. Get sugared cereal if they like that. Put some milk out on the counter if they like that.
Anything, Kristen. They like Hawaiian bread rolls.
Fine.
They like waffles. They like donuts.
Well, can't you have that out on the counter and say, don't bug me till 9 a.m.?
We're about that age. I think we keep forgetting, honestly.
They can do it.
Because I think we keep forgetting, like, how old they are and what they can do. Like, I tried last time we went on a trip, which was just to go to San Francisco. It wasn't, like, a big trip to go and visit their grandma and grandpa. I was like, you got to bring your own suitcase, which letting a 6- and an 8-year-old pack their own suitcase means...
That's a terrible idea.
You will have 4 French horns in there.
Right. Packing is one thing. Carrying is another. I'm like, you better pack whatever you can carry, my friend.
I mean,
if you're small at 6, don't carry it. You don't need it.
My penny collection, it's like, and they can't, like, it's such a bad idea to let them do that. But, like, I'll forget in the morning when Dash is like, can I have orange juice? I'm like, your ass isn't broke. You can get up and get it. Like,
yeah, I said, you can have some orange juice. Get up and get some.
So, yeah, I think we can, like.
We forget what we did also because we're Gen Xers and, like, what our parents allowed us to do. Like, I remember, like, making ramen at, like, 8 and, like, boiling water and, like, no one's saying.
On the stove. Yeah,
no one's saying, like, hey, that water can boil over. And my parents were just like, yeah, that's great. You figured that out.
Our microwave, they were really like, we think it gives off, like, microwaves. Like, you could actually get sick from standing too close to it.
That was a very big thing.
Like, use the stove. Like, I remember making SpaghettiOs on the stove at a pretty young age.
I just think my parents were like, whatever you want to feed yourself that makes you stop asking me questions would be great because there's a game on.
This is my part of it that's where I get a little snobby about traveling. We're going to do an Airbnb, but it's an Airbnb, a condo in a thing that has restaurants and stuff like that.
Oh,
in
that's
it.
Nice.
That's ideal. Nice. That's ideal. As good as you can get.
Good on you.
You do have a little kitchenette to like.
Which I do like with kids.
I don't like to call it a vacation and then go to just an Airbnb where you have to like dry towels all the time and like clean and stuff. Like I want housekeeping to come in, clean stuff up.
Well, you ain't getting that now right now anyway because they can't do it because of COVID.
Well, you can ask for it.
You have to ask for it.
Which I don't ever do when it's just us traveling. Like
I do.
I don't. Unless I need more towels or something.
I have terrible hotel luck. I'm the only person. I have literally gone into 4 rooms where there have been people in it. Who do you know has got a key that works on the door that goes in the room and there are people in that room that they gave me the wrong room? How many rooms have I had next to an elevator?
She's got really great parking karma, luck. But horrible hotel karma.
I've walked in and I've been like, look at that. All the carpet's wet. Not wet. Put your feet in it. One
like
inch
somebody
water.
Was hoarding cats in this hotel
room. I'm waiting
room.
For yep. one with a chalk outline and then I'm going to be like, well, there it is. There I've got, what else?
It's
what
true. We've like come down, like met in the car to go to a show and Kristen's like, gosh, it's not bad, but like, what's with the homeless guy in your closet, right? And I'm like, what are you, the worst hotel
or
ever.
The one in Texas where I did throw a fit, where I walked in and
your room smelled like cat pee.
Hannah was with me and she was helping me bring in my bag and it smelled like cat pee. And I go, all right, we're not staying here. This is some garbage can bullshit place. Yeah. We're going to go to a nice place in San
Antonio.
Although
it did look like it had a great Mexican restaurant attached to it.
I'll go to the restaurant. Yeah. I don't need to sleep there.
We did. So I also, my big thing now is not just that. I want to have the kids like a wall between us when we're sleeping.
Oh, that's a luxury we did not have.
When we were looking for a place to go skiing, I was like, I would like to sit up at night and have a glass of wine and watch movies with my husband.
Aww.
And that feels like a vacation because if we are like, and we've done it before where we're like, what? We're like, I've got one earbud in an ear and he's got another one. And we're like watching something on the phone.
Yes.
Which is fine when they're babies, whatever. But now they're like 6 and 8. They can be in the other room. And I need that.
I think they need it. I think it's great. I think it's a separation of church and state. You have a nice romantic night together.
You get to
hang out and be adults.
And
they're going to be so tired from the mountain. They're going to pass out. It's going to be great. It's awesome. Yep. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
New York is a different deal because you'd have to have like billionaire
that's
money.
Be really
a second
pricey.
Room, I'd be like, my kids can take an air mattress into the shower. Before I will.
I do. And actually ski, like people who have been going to
skiing's expensive.
They've got it dialed in. Those are parents that like to have a good time in like the 70s. And they're like, we're going to transform this closet into three cots, like stacked on top of each other. Like that's what people do. They can take like a studio apartment.
That's
and
right.
Make
because
it
they're going on the mountain
like
the whole day.
Yeah.
They go to the mountain the whole day. And then, oh man, you go to the chalet or you go down to the base of the mountain. There's ice skating and warm drinks. It's the best.
Is there ice skating there? I should bring my skates.
Oh, you guys are going to Mammoth. I don't know about Mammoth, but I know about, don't pack your damn skates. Just rent them.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas.
They need sharpened anyway.
Did
but
I just
you know
have
what?
An intervention
how many
and
pairs,
take your
how many pairs am I going to bring?
French
I, okay. horn. I got to bring my speed skates. I'm going to bring my figure skates. And I'm going to bring my thing just in case I feel like doing patch again.
Jen's like, you know what? I'm going to put my salon paws pads on first. Then I'm going to put on my skating outfit. And then I've got one with fringe. And
ooh, I like a skirt. God. Just in case anybody wants to throw down, I want to be ready to have that. Can we make that movie?
Oh, yes. That we ice skated really more than anything else in New York. And we had absolutely no idea or intention of ice skating at all. Which just goes to show that, like, you kind of have to be fast and loose about whatever it is you're doing. And one person did say, and I think us moms who are all like a little bit frugal, we're like, well, I'm going to pack it so I don't have to buy it. But all the advice I got from New York when I bought my puffer coat, which were all so great and warm and lovely. They were like, hey, man, you get there and it's cold. They're on every corner, there's somebody selling $5 hats and $5 gloves. And I'm like, yeah, that's $10. Like, I'm going to buy those two things and be happy the whole trip, which I would have spent like so much more and probably bought like 18 at like whatever and tried to pack them. So I think everybody just, I don't think overpacking is the way to go. I'm an underpacker.
I'm going to try to not overpack. I'm sure I will be unsuccessful, but I really do like, I've learned with all the traveling that we do that kind of what I need is like my Toms, like a really comfy pair of shoes that I can kind of wear anywhere that just, they're like black and they blend in.
Yep.
And I don't, fight me, leggings. I need them. I can sleep in them. I can work out in them. I can wear them. I can, you just wear a long sweater, long shirt with them.
I'm not a leggings gal.
I am.
I'm not. I'm like a jeans
person.
But
jeans, you can just pack one pair of jeans.
I pack one pair of jeans. I've noticed a good hoodie that I can layer, especially if it's cold, is key.
Yep.
Because then I can wear like any t-shirt underneath. But like here's the one thing I do pack that nobody will care about, but I am obsessed, is the Dyson Air Whip. I will literally take Dyson hair dryer with me, like, and I will forego like an extra bra or whatever it is that needs to, not that my bras are that big, they're not.
Puts them in one of those old timey steamers.
Listen, let's not bullshit. I'm wearing that same bra the whole time.
No, everybody
I
is.
Do not care. Kind of I do fool. Not care about my bra if you're not seeing it. Yeah. I don't care. I'm wearing some different drawers. I'm going to pack a bunch of drawers.
Yeah, I definitely overpack. I do
into,
like, I go
I'm
2 days
into,
over.
I don't, I don't like to do the inside out thing. You do it in a crunch.
Oh, people do that?
Gross.
Yeah. I just, well, I
of
do.
Of course.
I always travel with those little packets of sink hand wash stuff so I can wash stuff in the sink.
I'm not doing that. That's too much work. Turn them inside out.
I also have a travel clothesline, which actually did come in really handy one time, because when we went to Europe, we went
that is a good thing to have in Europe.
Oh my gosh,
we're not in Europe, we're in like Akron.
We were gone for so many days that it was literally all the clothes had baby vomit on them, like everybody's did.
Oh, I'm sorry, she's burying the lead. Let me re-up this. Do you remember the time that you and your husband went on a trip to Scotland with your in-laws and you had an infant and a toddler?
Yeah, I do. And one of them always vomited while in every
always.
Time you put them in a moving
anything. God bless you. I don't know how you guys did that. I was in an Adele concert and I couldn't have been happier.
I don't know how we did it. We did it though. We did it. But I do remember it being really hard because the trip was really expensive and most of it was paid for us by my
in-laws. Of course
you're
going to go. If my in-laws asked me to go, I'd be like, where do you want? Great.
And you're going to pay for the flight and the hotel rooms? But
heck yes,
but
I'm going.
You know, of course, then you're like, you're paying for like food and stuff like that. And if you like go to the museum, which we found this museum that was like great because the kids could play there. And,
yeah.
Like, but it was, like €7 to wash a shirt, which Ooh. Came down to like $5 a shirt. And I was Yeesh. Like, no.
Hell no, I'm going to do that in my sink.
Nope. So we had this like hand wash soap. We did it in the sink and the entire bathroom.
I know you have a picture of it. We got to find it. It was fantastic.
It was covered in our clothes.
Oh man, and baby then, clothes. Are you kidding me?
You know the greatest insult too? Delilah sat on that empty suitcase and then pooped on it.
Well, she's going to say, look,
screw you, you parents. You think you've got anything figured out? You got nothing figured out.
They're all teaching us a thing or two, and they're always ahead of us. But here's the nice thing. As they do get older, even though they are more difficult, they
fight with you more. They're more verbally difficult.
They can carry their own stuff most of the time. The only time in New York that they couldn't carry their own suitcases is when it was my bright idea to do like trains back from the New York airport into our hotel, because I thought it would take less time. I would like to strike that from the record and say, don't ever do that again. Just suck it up and get a van from somewhere that takes you to your hotel. But I was like, you guys, let's get on 30 trains, which is 14,000 stairs at the beginning of our trip. That was hard. But it was really fun to be in the subways.
New York, it's kind of hard to avoid it.
We loved the public transport.
Yeah.
And we wore masks everywhere, and we were just being out in, I don't know, just New York. I love it so much. It was so fun. It's good for our family.
It's being somewhere else other than where you've been.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. I have a hot flash.
Hot flash, hot flash.
Talk about Yellowstone.
Wait, because I'll get caught up. I'll make myself watch it this week.
Fine. But I just want everyone to stand by on a conversation about Yellowstone, because I need to talk about it. But it's not going to be the direction you think. So all you listeners out there, go watch damn Yellowstone. Don't tell me what happens.
Everybody get caught up, because I've watched a little bit of it, but I'm not enough to talk about. So
I can't. That's annoying. I can't. Okay, fine.
I know.
Stand by.
I have another hot flash.
Okay,
and we are going to absolutely have to tag him on our Instagram. And
who?
Don't get that excited. Or get that excited, because I love this guy.
Who is
like,
it?
You know how some people you're going to have like a comedy that's just a cool dude crush on?
Okay.
Probably not him either. No, just kidding. I don't know.
What?
He's not going to listen to this podcast.
What are
either.
You doing? Why are you building up the suspense? Tell me who this is now.
I'll tell you that I saw this guy on TV and I'm like, is that the coolest, most out there dude I've ever seen?
I'm not
going to
like him.
Nope, you're not. And I.
Coolest out there dude. I'm going to be annoyed.
On Instagram stories. And there are so many women that were like, we love that guy.
Wait, let me see.
His name is Kyle Troop.
He's the bowler.
He is a professional bowler, you guys. Basically, every message we got was if Bob Ross and who's the other guy? Richard Simmons had a baby. Okay, he wears those outfits on purpose.
Obviously.
He is like fully diving into the bowler, although his dad does have the same afro.
Okay, so here's what I say. If you clean this guy up, is he going to be like... Is he a 7 right now because he's trying hard to be funny?
No.
Or is he a 10 trying to be a 7 so that we feel like we're on the same plane?
Look, that guy looks like a really good... you want to party with that guy, don't you?
No, I kind of
don't.
Yes,
you
do. No, I don't.
Why?
His outfit's dumb. And
he's getting sponsored. He's getting paid head to toe to wear that ridiculousness.
Well, fine. If somebody's going to pay me...
He's got a good sense of humor.
By the way, if anybody does want to pay me to wear something from head to toe, I will absolutely do it.
Yep, go ahead and
Jen will absolutely wear something head to toe. But here's what I'm saying. I would not want to date this guy because I would feel like it was always like a clown show. Ironic coming from me. I get it. but I love that he's like making, like bringing light.
He's 30.
Fine.
And he's doing
I bet
that.
He's got the hottest girlfriend that doesn't make sense.
He's
I bet.
King of the millennials right now.
He's killing it.
He absolutely is. I think he's a good time. I had no idea my father-in-law put on bowling the other day. And I was like, because he will watch any sport if it is a sport.
Oh, my God. That's my husband. He's like, you guys watching bocce ball? And I'm like, yeah.
That guy would
are.
Watch a show on ESP just in case it might.
I heard this thing that,
it's close
that
enough.
Checks the future is maybe related to the ESPN
app. He's just going
to
wait for that N to come in.
Wait.
That's
all he cares
about.
I'm going to wait here. Do you guys foresee an N coming in?
So he's watching it, and I was like, Who is this guy? I deep dove him. I went just to see who he was.
I never dated a guy like that. That was like a wacky dude.
Oh.
They bugged me. I needed someone that was a little mean to me.
Well,
that's why I got married.
I don't know if you've seen how my husband dresses or how your husband dresses when he's around my husband.
That's what I was
going
to say.
But it is this.
I love it. To get in front of that.
I know. She will shut it down and I will encourage it.
I know. And everyone's like, oh, you're not a good time. Look, your husband, my husband's a yes guy.
I think more women are in your shoes than my shoes where they're like, don't embarrass me. And I'm like.
Well, because it's not a small leap. Your husband convinced my husband to wear a onesie and it was a nut hugger in the Four Seasons, which we were never invited back to and we'll never get to go to again because we can't afford a full boat.
I mean, there is a fine line between Kyle Troop and the wealthiest Italian man you've ever seen
in your
life.
It's not untrue. You know that guy has more money than most of the guys that wear that crap.
You know who sponsors this bowl?
Who?
Lagerfeld.
God bless him. You know he's like, Versace. For those are Versace pants. Those are Gucci top. Those are Gucci bowling shoes.
I just think it was a good time. And so many women were like, my husband and I love that guy. We watch him bowling all the time.
He's bringing eyes on to bowling. And you know what?
He's bringing eyes to bowling.
I'm going to say something. You have to be athletic to be a good bowler.
You do.
Yeah, I really think you do.
Hold on. Look at my husband.
Your husband's athletic. I think that you have to be.
But he's not a good bowler.
I'm a terrible bowler.
I'm a great bowler.
I hate bowling.
Maybe you're wrong.
Here's the difference. I hate bowling, but I love bowling alleys.
Yes.
You will meet the best people, especially if you're a single chick. Oh, my God. Bowling's so fun. It's just like shooting fish in a barrel.
I'm surprised you've never dated this guy.
I mean, listen, if a guy rolled in with his own ball, I was like, I don't know. But if, like, you're just at a bowling alley and some guy can bowl well and he's wearing, like, a hoodie and a pair of, like, jeans, I'm like, as soon as I see your shoe game, we're probably going to make out.
Yeah, so a guy rolls into a bowling alley.
Totally.
And
hey, what's up?
He's got a little bit of a grin to him. Oh, and he's got like a powder blue ball that says sweetheart on it because that's the name of his.
All right. I'm having sex with him. You're fine. I just put out it was my 20s.
Yeah. Knew it.
I'm texting you and I'm like, I slept with him. He had
I
his
knew
own
it.
Bowling
I saw
ball.
That coming.
Said sweetheart. You know, a guy with his own bowling ball that says sweetheart. I can't fight that.
It's confidence.
It's confidence and I'm into it.
There's a real BDE coming off.
Yep. I'm getting
my husband's gonna Google that
husband,
right now.
What is that? Yeah.
BDE.
Big D.
Big dick energy.
I knew it. That's what I thought. I was like, is this something I don't want? It's for sure. You ain't showing up to a bowling alley with a powder ball.
That's why my husband
ball.
Can wear a ridiculous
Look,
outfit.
I just went back on my word. I said, if a guy showed up with his own ball, I would not like him. And now I'm like, not only do I like him, I'm sleeping with him.
Yeah. Why is he not texting me back? It's not like he's
a
10
like
and I'm
over in
a
the
4.
Other lane like, hey, what's up? I've got the bumpers
fancy
up.
Oh, meeting you here on League Night.
Weird. You know what my name is? Sweetheart. What's up? That's how I rolled.
And he's like, I've got 3 fingers.
I'm like, I like your finger
in
placement.
Your thumb.
What? Gross. That's what I hate about bowling is that I always tear off a fingernail.
Yeah.
Because I'm aggressive. I don't have a good
follow
through.
And then
you
get staff. I get it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And you're always like, let's bowl. I'm like, bowl and karaoke, the two things I've had to endure in the last 5 years.
There used to be a place in LA that had, and I'm shit you not, it was like, bury me there, had karaoke.
And
it had
bowling.
Downstairs it had roller skating.
Now I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll roller skate any time of the week. But here's my problem. I'm fancy myself a fairly good roller skater, so I don't want to couple skate and I want to do like races.
Yeah, no, you just got to do your own stuff. Yeah. You got to do it. Do you have a mom box? You can do a mom box?
I don't have a mom box. Do you have a mom box?
Let's be done.
Let's be done.
Let's be done podcasting, you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We love you, 2022. If we are nice enough, will you be nice to us?
Love.
Bye-bye.